wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Great supporters of Footy Coat Tire. We love them. Damo, nice to see you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Now, we've got three segments, so how are we getting underway here?
Well, let's do what we normally do, and that is the good and the bad, right, and then we might have a little lighter heart.
Right, so we're starting with the good.
Nice and positive.
Oh, I was going to start with the negative, Jim.
Oh.
You know I'm wired that way.
Why, Damien? Why?
I don't know. I'm a journo, Bill. You look for the bad, unfortunately.
All right.
It's round one and you're going negative.
The stories are in the bad often,
righto,
Bill.
Right. Okay.
And look, we're up front with how we do that. But now look, the concern out of the round is Essendon. Jim, I think you know me well enough. I don't go on making sweeping statements on one round of footy,
yes,
because clubs can have just bad days, yep, and they've got time to rectify it. But the way I look at Essendon, it's a continuation of a bad season. Now, they will look at it last year and say they got to 12 wins, just missed out on the 8. But they blew their season up in the first 8 games when they had a 2-win, 6-loss scoreline. And we recall what happened at that time.
Yep.
They regrouped, put Joe Danaher aside and got themselves together again. But the season was done at that point. So I look at that as a failure, Bill. And I then look at this year and the build-up. It wasn't good off-season. Joe Danaher's now sidelined again. And
they were flat.
And they were flat, and they lose by 13 goals or 12 goals to GWS, which was without Josh Kelly and without Callan Ward, amongst others who were unavailable for that game. It's a really poor look, first up. I do question John Worsfold now into his fourth year. You need to factor in that first year, Bill. The 2016 year was a complete write-off because of the suspensions of the Essendon players. But even in that context, 2017, 18, 19, it's his third year if you want to take away that fourth
year.
We're
going to say third year.
I don't know what they stand for under his watch as a coach right now. And they've got St Kilda this week. We're not going to learn anything out of that. They've got no other way of dealing with that game other than winning it.
And
it's not going to prove anything. And then they go into round three. So I don't like what I saw on round one, but it's a continuation of what we saw semi-regularly, certainly in the first half of last year.
Players looked shell-shocked.
Yeah, they did.
Was what John Worsfold said. So just quoting the coach. You don't like hearing that, do you?
No, you don't. And the captain today, Dyson Heppel, has fronted media. He's good in this space, Dyson, but again, they're sometimes just words, aren't they? But this was Dyson only a couple of hours ago.
It's far from what we're all about. Didn't show up the way we would have liked, and we got to look at that closely. We can't just sweep that under the rug, and it's going to take a little bit to move on from there. You got to have a close look at where we did fall apart. It's a bit of shock. It's like, that's not the way we go about our footy. What's just happened there?
And Essendon's loss, I think, arguably clouded another dreadful performance, that by North Melbourne, Jim, over in Perth last night, where the Dockers went on a rampage and looked free-flowing for the
Did
first
they?
Time
what?
Under Ross Lyon's time at the footy club.
Fair dinkum, Purple. I, in a past life, I used to say this every year. Round one sneaks up on North Melbourne. But the draw comes out in, the fixture, as we call it, comes out in October, September, October?
October, September, November, October it is. Yeah.
What, so March 23, we didn't put in the diary down there?
Again,
for the past 11
two
years?
Two of the last 13 round ones North Melbourne have won. So in other words, they've lost 11 of 13.
Hmm. What is going on?
I can never understand it. Surely everything points to round one, getting ready mentally and physically to throw the kitchen sink at your first game. And yet, year after year, we get to round one at North and are as inept, maybe not as inept as that. I mean, that was very poor.
That was really bad.
But it's, as I say, two of the last 13.
Hey, well done to Freo, by the way.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the world.
Sorry, you're still on the negative.
No, really, so you're right to point the gun there. They were no good.
Collective bad here with the latest confirmation. Ed Vickers, Willis, a North Melbourne player, Bill. Confirmation that he's done his ACL as well, because that follows Tom Doday doing it for Adelaide and Alex Rance doing it for Richmond.
Well, they were equally poor, Adelaide. I didn't think they had many bullets coming out of the chamber.
I'm putting them, Jim, Adelaide, in a bracket with Melbourne, Collingwood and West Coast. I'm prepared to see what happens in round two before you make too many sweeping statements about them. You're right. We'll get to the positives out of that with Hawthorn. I know you want to talk about Alistair Clarkson, but I reckon they just weren't ready for what Cargo did as much as not being ready for the season. So prepared to put an asterisk on their performance. Buddy Franklin worries Bill, aren't they?
Underdone.
As was clearly Nathan Jones at Melbourne, Jack Viney at Melbourne.
So why would you play underdone players?
Because he's Buddy Franklin. And you hear the commentary in the lead up to the game, had hardly trained in the lead up to it, got himself right in 3 or 4 or 5 days before the game. John Longmire says Buddy Franklin knows his body. Well, we hear it every year, don't we? We won't play unfit players in round one, and yet we do every time.
Mind you, he buggered that the timing of that one up, but if he kicks that set shot after the one, he almost gets him over the line again. You know, he 3 minutes of him can win you a game.
I reckon you're right, and it did go near him, didn't it, late? Until the Bulldogs composed themselves and got it away again. But there was a period there where you thought he was going to do as he's done a 100 times before?
Doing nothing for the whole day. All right. Now, we're talking about the positives now, Purple, and
I'll give you a positive, Jim.
Go on.
Married at first sight. Damo's all over it.
He loves it.
Alistair Clarkson is a freak. He's a genius, this man, Purple.
Yeah.
We look at the round, all right? And you know I dive into the stats a bit. The Western Bulldogs beat Sydney, a really good contested ball side. Western Bulldogs plus 26 contested footy.
Yeah.
Frio plus 26 against North, who are a very good contested side. Brisbane Lions belt the West Coast plus 29. Mm. GWS belt Essendon plus 30. They're huge numbers in contested footy discrepancy. Hawthorn lose contested by 18.
Right.
They have 11 less clearances, 73 less possessions. They're the only team to lose inside 50s for the round and win the game.
Yeah.
Alistair Clarkson is a rolled gold genius.
What's he? Tell us what that means, Jim.
There's no other coach that can do this. No other coach can lose all of them.
For the layman, tell us what he's doing.
But not only win the game, win it with leg in the air.
With flair.
Well, yeah. They're happy for the other mob to have the ball.
It was almost rope-a-dope, wasn't it? The way they allowed Adelaide to get the footy and just bomb it forward, and Sicily was just waiting for
and
him.
And just pick him off.
And how good is he, right? I mean, I've been on him for a number of years already, and I reckon you take the bad with him as well because that's how he's made up. But he's as elite as they come.
With you? So for me, and I don't reckon the Hawks are a great list at the minute. They have been, obviously, in their glorious run, but they've come back a bit, the quality of their list. He is the X factor at that joint. He's the best coach in football by that far. The length of the straight, Damo.
Yeah.
Length of the Flemington straight.
And he knows it too, Jim.
And rightly so.
And the other mob.
The Sloan brothers and the Crouch, the Sloan and Crouch brothers, 104 possessions between them.
Mm.
So, and they still
again,
get built.
What does it mean? given the final scoreline being a belting.
Bill's been on the Brisbane Lions.
Oh,
you have, Bill. You have. Need to see it more. But Charlie Cameron.
It's only round one.
Charlie Cameron. It was a really big loss last year, halfway point of the year when he went out, wasn't it? And the other guy you've been big on for a while, Link McCarthy.
Yep.
Yeah, I was starting to doubt, but his 30th game of footy, having started in 2012, it's a long time ago to only play 30 games of footy, but it's probably his best one, Bill. 4 goals.
It was. 7 years he's been injury interrupted down there at Geelong, and he's one of those blokes you don't want to give up. But you have to, and he's going to be a very good player.
And sometimes, Geelong didn't really want to lose him, but they also realised they weren't going to get the best out of him where they were at right now with this year. And I want to get on to Geelong because they had the courage, as Port Adelaide did, to play 4 debutants.
Yep.
And both clubs, both Geelong and Port Adelaide, around those debutants had other younger players who'd had a handful of games only. But to play 4 in each of those 2 games, and I think it's a real credit to those 2 clubs, they brought a beautiful enthusiasm, didn't they, to the whole mix. They all played their variously successful roles. Mm. Charlie Constable, Bill, to be in the centre for the ball down as much as he was in his first game of footy, when you've got a team inclusive of Selwood, Dangerfield, and we know Ablett's not going to go in there much this year at all. But he was in there late.
And throw in Tim Kelly now, genuine midfielder. But Constable's a very, very good player. Didn't get a game last year, but he's a tall mid. He is very good. Atkins, and I've been telling you this, Jim, about the intensity early. And they were on, and for once the ball just didn't roll out of that forward line. The pressure was there, and that's all you want to see. Mate, they could have got beaten, and you'd walk away going, that's all the supporter wants to see, Bill.
You're right. And the fact that the youth actually was allowed to take the responsible moments under Chris Scott's guidance that time, I think, was crucial.
Losing a heap of sleep, though, if I'm a Collingwood.
No, same.
Not at all.
They had the game by the nuts for about 40 minutes and just couldn't. Some of the set shot misses, Rabs, please.
Terrible.
Scott Pendlebury.
DeGoey handballing it backwards.
And
Grundy.
Your man, Tom Phillips, didn't have a great day in front of goal, did he? He had a couple of chances to score.
So they'll be right. No worries.
They'll be fine. No, I agree. That's what I said before. I'm prepared to write off that game for them and a few others. Sometimes there's a young kid that just comes across the way and you get so caught up. And I am so caught up right now in Aaron Norton. I don't think there's a better 19-year-old going around.
He's got the good rig. What about the Warwicks?
Yeah.
And you'd love him, Jim, because he puffs the chest out.
Oh, yeah.
Throws the shoulders back and is apparently quite verbal good. Too, which I like for a bloke who's played 19 games.
Yep.
Finished fourth in the best and fairest in his debut year.
And he
normally
plays back, but they needed someone up forward, so they're throwing.
And go to the last minute, or maybe last 3 or 4 minutes of that game, he's down back taking marks or at least taking the space of a Swans forward.
They picked him up. It was a bit of a late-ish pick.
It was high. It wasn't top 10, I think.
No, but also they picked up in that draft Ed, the Redhead. Who's
Robert. Richards.
Richards. Yeah. Very good player. That's a great draft for Footscray.
Also, too, this guy's been on the upward curve for enough time now, but he's there, and he's all Australian ready in Tim Taranto for GWS. I mean, we've known about Stephen Canelio for a long time, but to not have accessibility to Josh Kelly and Callan Ward, and to do, as we said, what they did before to Essendon. Stephen Canelio's a superstar, and Taranto's basically on the same level as him right now.
Pick 9, Aaron Norton.
Pick 9.
Really. 9, was he?
And he's been in the strong room, Bill, and thrown a heap of steel around.
And Ed Richards too, please. And as you said, Kelly comes back and Ward.
And Ward, yep.
They're going to be all right, aren't they?
No, and there's a big game, that one, in Perth this week. They play against West Coast.
And big tick to Cam McCarthy, just as we touched on before, 5 goals for Freo.
All right. We saw, I can't remember the player involved, Purple, on Thursday night, bumping off the ball, just got a fine. When was that?
Thursday night
or Friday?
Which Liam game was Jones.
It? Yeah, Liam Jones off the ball. We all thought, righto, here comes the AFL statement on this. They're not going to tolerate it.
Yep.
And then there was a fine.
Fine.
Yeah. So what happens to Ben Cunnington?
Well,
if he doesn't just get a fine, we're already in chaos round one.
And also the Darcy Gardner bump on Liam Ryan, and then Liam Ryan's thrown him back over. But Darcy Gardner deserves to get something for putting his knee to his back when he was on the ground.
You can't do that.
The confusion that you raise is...
And the other
here
one,
we go again.
Maxi Gawn, of course, who got him...
off the ball.
Jonas got him off the ball.
Tom Jonas.
Yeah, and lots of them got him off the ball, Bill, including Stephen Motlop. And speaking of Port Adelaide, we've all got to know Jack Watts to varying degrees. He frustrates a lot of people. He frustrated a whole supporter group for 11 seasons, has now frustrated his second set of supporters as well. But hear him speak as he did to Cam Mooney of Fox Footy after the game, you realise that it does hurt, that it does mean something, and that he has listened to pretty much everything that has been said about him his entire football life, and particularly, Bill, the last 3 or 4 to 5 months when various stories have been written about him. Nothing illegal. He did. But at the same time, issues that he would rather be not dealing with. But post-match, let us into his world.
How are you feeling right now, mate?
It was a really tough few months, Moose, to be honest. Coming up against your old mob too, some of my best mates there. And after those last few months... you know, that day is just incredible. What a fight by the boys. And
I can sense the relief on you, mate.
Yeah, it is. It's just pure relief. I had weeks where I didn't want to get out of bed, mate, and probably never, ever experienced anything like that. I'll cop more shit from people saying that I'm no good at footy for 1,000 years compared to what I've been through the last few months, so...
About as raw as it gets for a footballer in 2019.
He said weeks he didn't want to get out of bed. It's a long time, Damien.
He, and importantly, from a footy perspective, had a good role to play in that power win, didn't he? So
that
might be his new role, and obviously Ken Hinckley backed him in, which is typical of the way Ken Hinckley carries himself. Jim, let's get to
Saturday night.
Marvel Stadium.
Let me tell you this. If the CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, went missing...
Yep.
To say he had a bit of a spell where no one could find him, Bill.
Yes.
There'd be no point putting a search party together.
Why?
No point getting an all points bulletin from the police.
Why?
Just go and find an A-lister from the States and fly him into Australia. Bang! He'll appear out of nowhere. He can dry route an A-lister harder than anything I have ever seen. I'm on air Saturday night at Marvel Stadium. We get a shot up into the box. There's Chris Hemsworth.
The Thor.
There's Matt Damon. I said on air. Yeah. So I'm not saying anything I didn't say on air. I said It'll only be minutes before he appears, Gil McLaughlin. He was down at Bamber on the farm.
Yeah.
He saw those same shots.
Helicopter
suit, bang. And suddenly he's boring the crap out of Matt Damon, who's just trying to watch a game of footy. And there he is with his suit explaining the minutiae mate, please. It's got to the point, Purple, where it's embarrassing.
Jim, did you notice also, too, the camera angles were, we're trying to give the impression they'll fly on the wall and we're sneaking a little look into this box.
Yes.
But they were set up. They were actually anchored, ready for that shot.
Ready
and
for
he
him.
Happened to sit in seat 1A effectively for that shot.
Joe Biden came out, of course, the second most powerful man in the known world.
Yeah. At the MCG one day.
But he had to request that Gil stop following him around. He said, mate, every time I stop, I've got this lanky bloke just a centimetre behind me.
Invention.
Jim, no one talks about Gil McLaughlin like
I can't
this.
Be having this. Seriously, we need to fix this. It's embarrassing.
I tell you what was good. They seemed to be enjoying themselles before Gil got there. weren't they? They were having good fun, Thor and Burn Identity.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good footballer himself.
What was that? The Bourne Identity.
Was it? Yeah, right.
Yeah. They were having good fun up there. They were cheering and carrying on.
He loves his dogs.
He does.
Chris Hemsworth.
I like that.
He loves his bulldogs. So, yeah. It was a bloody good game for them to enjoy, too.
Have you spoken to Gil?
No, I can't. He's got to have it. I'm telling you, mate. He's got to get into the rumour mirrors.
Might send him this audio after this.
Park himself in front of the biggest one there and then don't leave until he's fixed himself. This is the bloke that runs our game, Bill.
And just repeat that.
Spent a bit of time with him on Saturday or Friday, was it? In the AFL house, was it, Damo? Is that right?
Who does?
Gil with the boy. Thor was in there too, wasn't he? Can you tell us that?
What question's Bill asking here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think he's in there. You said that. Anyway, now what I did here on the weekend too, that you,
I,
tweedy little four-eyed nerd, has bought a muscle car.
Muscle car.
What is going on there,
this
Damo?
This is old, Bill. This is old.
I didn't know that.
The Chev Camaro.
It's actually been done to death.
Never heard it.
Thumping Camaro.
You'll hear it when it starts up.
Do you drive it?
Yes.
Black Juco, black wheels, black interior, black glasses on purple. Big 6 litre V8, the big thumper under the bonnet. I love it, Purple.
Oh, damn.
You've taken as they said in Sasky and Hutch, you've gone up a notch in my book, and that puts you at nudge one. No, you know I'm a big fan, but I love that. I like hearing you do that.
I can't believe that, Damien.
Nice, well done.
Oh, the bus too, now.
All right, where's the bus going?
Hang on.
Been there a bit, Bill. It's out there again. Tullamarine, Essendon headquarters. Just need to make sure that they get themselves together for this St Kilda game as a starting point. And then what happens after that. But they need to get things right in round two.
I think you've been leaning on Arden Street too. I might have just sent a mini one there. They need a big response this weekend.
Yeah, actually, we will send one there as well, Jim.
Right.
So two buses in the fleet, and that's where they'll go.
Well, to neighbouring suburbs.
Yeah.
All right, Purple. We'll see you Wednesday midweek, Rob.
See you then.
Nice.
That was Damo's recovery session for Coat Hire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.